Howdy, folks. Psychologists have discovered that a man's biggest worry is what the future has in store. A woman's biggest worry is what the stores will have in the future. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment. Yes, sir, this is just entertainment, and a popular form of entertainment at this time of year is basketball. I went to a basketball game the other night, and my neck is still stiff from looking up so much. You know, there's a plan now in basketball to move the basket about 2 feet higher. That's so these beanpole players won't always be bumping their heads against it, I think. Back home, we had a basketball prospect. He had real natural skill, but he was the runt of the litter. He finally gave up the game when he was stunted at 6'4". Too bad he never grew up. I've noticed that a lot of good athletes chew double mint gum, you know. Maybe you're not interested in being an athlete. I know I'm not, but I sure am interested in the way chewing double mint after every meal helps keep my teeth clean. You see, not being as active as these basketball stars, to put it mildly, I get most of my exercise at the meal table. And after eating, it's real nice to just sink your teeth into some refreshing double mint and know that the pleasant, helpful chewing is cleaning your teeth all the while you're enjoying it. I hope you'll chew double mint after every meal, too. Something else you'll like is this here song that Paula Richards has all ready for us today. Here she is.
Saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms could ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, "Please adore me." And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own, without a love of my own.
Wasn't that dandy? You know, here lately I've done some reading from the old philosophers about love and women. You know, here's the thing I've always noticed. Whenever the subject of love comes up, there's always a woman involved. You know? Anyway, this fellow Socrates, you know, he was in favor of marriage. He said, "Marry by all means. If you get a good wife, you will become very happy. If you get a bad one, you will become a philosopher." Well, I reckon that accounts for the good supply of happy husbands we have, as well as the shortage of philosophers. And that's something we can get along without anyway, short philosophers, I think. Oof. But I think it was Socrates, too, who started that old saying, "A shoemaker's family goes barefoot." I know a man who's a plumber, and his wife claims every faucet in the house leaks, she says. I can't understand such negligence myself. Now, you take me. I never allow our house to run out of double mint. Because when I feel like chewing double mint, which is most any time, well, I want to know that there's always some handy. And if you get a hungry feeling, you know, and you don't want to load up on a lot of food between meals, well, with light, wholesome double mint handy, well, you can satisfy that hunger pang without spoiling mealtime. Try it and see. Right now, maybe we ought to try a little music. Done in the flesh and on the spot by the Jack Halloran Quartet.
Going to lay down my burden
away down by the riverside,
away
down by the riverside,
away
down by the riverside.
Going to lay down my burden
away down by the riverside to study war no more.
Study war no more.
I ain't going to study war no more. Ain't going to study war no more. Ain't going to study war no
study
more.
War no more.
I ain't gonna study war no more, ain't gonna study war no more, ain't gonna study war no
study
more.
War no more.
Gonna try on my long white robe
down by
the riverside,
down by
the riverside,
down by
the riverside.
Gonna try on,
gonna try on
my long white robe,
gonna try it on by the riverside to study war no more.
I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more.
I ain't gonna study war no more.
I ain't gonna study war no more.
I ain't gonna study war no more.
I ain't gonna study war no
study war no more. Gonna try on my starry crown
down
by the riverside,
down
by the riverside,
down by
the riverside.
Gonna try
on my starry crown.
Gonna try it on by the riverside to study war no more.
I ain't gonna 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 study war no more.
Ain't gonna study war.
No study war no more.
Well, thank you, boys. You know, there's real interesting things happening in the news these days. An expert on cosmetics, he predicts that by the year 2000, he says women will be able to put on their makeup and leave it on permanently. By that time, they'll figure out something else to keep us men waiting, though. And in Chicago, I notice they're trying out a new suburban bus. It's got foam rubber reclining seats and television and an orange juice bar, electric razors, draw drapes, and air conditioning. There's one big problem there. After a fella rides around in such fancy surroundings, it's going to be a job to force him to get off the bus and head for home, you know. Of course, if he knows there's plenty of double mint gum at home, that'll help. Double mint makes things seem brighter wherever you are, seems like. Maybe you better start chewing some right now because it's Buttram bonus time. Well, this being Friday, I guess you know that the bonus is me singing. And I suppose, too, you heard about that temperamental outburst at the Metropolitan Opera. Seems the soprano thought the baritone held a note too long while he was singing a duet there. Well, I'm happy to say we don't have any trouble like that around here. I've never complained yet about our quartet holding a note longer than me. Maybe just a little when they don't sometimes. My problem is whether I can hit the note at all or not. Well, it's easy to weasel out when you got four guys to cover up for you here. Of course, these boys, the Halloran Quartet, they've all got good wind, and there's nobody can hold a note any longer, except maybe the First National Bank or something. Anyway, here we go. I took my harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play. The others were jolly and hearty, but I wasn't feeling so gay. They might have said, play us a tune we can sing, but somehow I don't think they noticed the thing. I took my harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play.
So I took the darn thing away.
It was mortifying. They asked Mrs. Morgan to play her mouth organ, and somebody else did a dance. They let Mrs. Carter perform a sonata, but I wasn't given a chance. A North County person called Sandy McPherson played bagpipes and took off his coat, while both Mrs. Fawcett burst out of their corsets trying to take a top note. I took my harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play. The others were jolly and hearty, but I wasn't feeling so gay. I felt so ashamed at not striking a note that I tried to hide the thing under my coat. I took my harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play.
So I took the darn thing away.
It was terrible. They sang Home Sweet Home and the Banks of Loch Lomond, then all the king's horses, then trees, while nephews and nieces kept playing their pieces and spreading their jam on the keys. A daughter named Lena played her concertina. We all played ridiculous games, till old Mr. Dyer set his whiskers on fire and a fire engine played on the flames. I took my harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play.
So I took the darn thing away, away. So I took the darn thing away.
Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today, be what it may. I'm not too good. I'm a little put out today because I submitted an article to an editor and he turned it down. Claimed it wouldn't hold the interest of the reader. But he missed the point entirely, see? I write for people who want something to read to go to sleep on. I think more readers should be put to sleep. And I'm just the Gene Stratton Porter who can do it, too. Well, it's getting time to close up shop for the weekend, but we'll be back Monday with more of what we hope is just entertainment. Meanwhile, keep happy with an ample supply of double mint gum, will you? Well, for now, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that the easiest way to go sour on your job is to take your own sweet time. Goodbye. See you Monday.
This is the CBS Radio Network.